Part 10 of Legendland by Variance, as retold by Leon S. Recorded by LibriVox.org by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. The Old Woman Who Fooled the Devil. One of the most beautiful spots in all Wales is the Devil's Bridge, an easy excursion into the hills from Aberystwyth, which spans the gorge through which the Meenock Cataract descends in four boiling leaps, a distance of 210 feet. How this place received its name is an old story, which goes back to the days before the monks of sweetly named Strata Florida, who subsequently replaced the earlier bridge across the gorge. The beginning of the story is told in an old rhyme, which runs, "Old Megan Thlandenach of Pointia Meenach had lost her only cow. Across the ravine the cow was seen, but to get it she could not tell how." Such was the sad plight of old Megan, who was bemoaning the loss of her property on the wrong side of the gorge so many years ago, when there appeared to her suddenly a cowled monk, whose dark face was scarcely discernible, with a rosary hanging to his girdle, and a deep but pleasant voice. Inquiring the cause of her distress, the monk, in sympathetic tones, promised to aid her. He would, he said, build a bridge across the ravine so that she might recover her lost cow, if she would promise to give him the first living being to cross the bridge. This seemed a natural enough suggestion to the sorrowing old dame, for the good monks of the neighborhood were ever about the countryside seeking converts. So Megan agreed, and the monk set to work with amazing energy and skill to construct the bridge. And as he worked, Megan sat on a boulder and watched him. Before sundown, the marvelous bridge was finished, and the smiling monk, walking over it, invited Megan to follow him and seek her cow. But Megan had been observant. She had noticed two or three things. One, that there was no cross attached to the monk's rosary. Another, that while he was laboring at his building he had slipped and his left leg was exposed through his long habit, and the knee was on the back of the leg and not the front. Also, the leg ended not in a foot, but in a cloven hoof. And cunning old Megan was taking no chances. Feeling in the pocket of her skirt, she found a crust, and walking to her side of the bridge, she called to a black cur that was playing about. Hurling the crust across the bridge, she bade the dog fetch it. He ran over the bridge, and Megan, smiling at the monk, thanked him and told him to take the dog as his reward. The devil, realizing he had been fooled, disappeared in an awe-inspiring cloud of smoke and sulfur fumes, but the bridge remained, and its name to this day recalls the discomfiture of his evil plans. So, having fooled the devil, Megan was able to recover her lost cow. Wordsworth and Burrow, among other famous writers, have immortalized the impressive beauties of the Devil's Bridge and its roaring cataract. It is easily reached from that most attractive of Welsh seaside towns, Aberystwyth, and lies in a country dominated by Great Plynlimmon, from the top of which a view of unrivaled beauty may be obtained. All about this country of mountain and moorland are scenes of intense historic interest and natural beauty. It is a district bleak and bracing on the summits, warm and sheltered in the valleys, and as yet quite unspoiled by the crowd, as too is the charming town which is the center of this country. Aberystwyth retains the quiet charm of an old-world watering place, and glories in its wonderful climate and healing sea breezes that blow in across Cardigan Bay, which have won for it its reputation in winter and summer for being a British Biarritz. End of The Old Woman Who Fooled the Devil.